Begin transmission.
In all of Mexico, they don't have a show called The Dubious Goals Committee, which starts right now because it's 1930 UTC. I'm sitting in my car in the OPPD Arboretum parking lot. There's three guys with cameras standing around trying to be cool. They're failing because you can stand around with a camera and try to look cool all you want. The coolness from a camera doesn't come until you're using it, you clowns. Still sitting in my car wondering if I should grab some stuff. Vernest Meine Messer. Ah, Ergatskinder. Should I be grabbing mushroom stuff in case I want to take some samples? Oh, I don't know. We might as well, just in case. So I'm going to grab a paper bag, grab the knife, and get out of the car. Oh, it's a little bit breezy today. But not too bad. It's warm. It's almost 70 degrees, I'd say. And there we go. Partly cloudy. There's some big clouds booming around. Let's see. I don't have my cargo shorts on today. So I just got on my regular shorts with very few pockets, and I'm trying to make it all fit. I'm gonna walk up Marmot Alley here and see if we can't find us some matis. I'm a little nervous about putting this knife in my pocket. Here we go. I made a little cardboard sheath for it. Hopefully that won't stab me in the leg or tear my clothing. Alright, we're gonna go off into these holes here. See if we can find us some matis in the mati dens. What do we got? What do we got? Well, nothing right here. There's a bird in the tree right above me. But this lowest den is not cleared out. Alright. Let's move up here. What did I just step on? Bark. Okay. Now, is this den cleared out? Wow, it's hard to tell. It's under the bushes. These bushes are all blooming and fluffed out. That does not look like it's been cleared. Oh, that's strange. What about this one? This one kind of looks like maybe, or has it just been rained on enough? Yeah, no, I don't, can't be convinced that that's being used. Okay, huh. Usually by this time of year, those are ocupado. Now, what is this plant? What is this plant right here? Some kind of mint? Yes. Smells like spearmint. I was hoping it was catnip. So I'm going to rub some of this mint on my leg. And maybe that'll freak my cat out later. Always be thinking ahead. Oh, and you know what? I should take some of this and put this in my lemonade or limeade. I made limeade yesterday. I still have some. It's very good. It's very delicioso. I'm gonna make some lemonade. What was that? No, that was just that car driving by. I was approaching another marmot den, and as I was getting close, I heard something rattle. Where I didn't see any movement in the hole, I thought, oh, it's a mati. No, it's just a car driving by on Blondo Street. There's a lot of people here today. It's a lovely day, and I think I made the mistake of showing up here during the lunch hour. Because not too far away, there are some
heavy office complexes, some large office buildings, business parks and stuff like that. And so all those wage-slaving, cubicle-dwelling fools, they need to try to escape every day, and they come here. Wow, here's some interesting mushrooms growing up by this stump. What are they? I don't know. They are very interesting, though. Oh, let's see. Here's one that's fallen over. Let's take a look at it. Oh, it's something gilly. And do I want to take some of these? Maybe let them spore out in my yard? I don't know. Maybe. If we don't find anything else. I don't know what those dudes are, but they're very nice. So maybe we'll come back for those. Okay. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, mint. So if you have mint growing in your yard, or you know where some is growing in a park near you or whatever, grab some and throw it in your lemonade or your limeade or your other citrusy drink. It really adds a little zip to it. Makes it a little bit more complex flavor. It's great. And if you need a recipe for lemonade or limeade, it's very simple. Here you go. In 2 quarts of water, dissolve 1 cup of sugar or equivalent. I, of course, use real sugar. And then into that dissolved sugar water, squeeze 2 large lemons or 3 medium lemons or 2 or 3 limes, depending on size. And this recipe does scale. So if you're making 1 gallon, 2 cups of sugar, 1 gallon of water, 4 big lemons, 4 big limes, it's just that simple. You may want to buy a couple extra lemons and or limes just to get the strength you want. These limes I got yesterday, I squeezed them into 2 quarts of water, and it was a little weak. And I almost squeezed another one, but I thought, no, I'm going to keep the limeade a little bit weak. So it all sort of depends on your own personal taste. Experiment. Remember, you can always add more, but you can't take any out. So start with 2 big lemons or decent-sized limes and go crazy. And if you really want a delicious and yummy treat, try this. Get 2 big lemons and 1 lime and squeeze them into 2 quarts of water. Yeah. It's lemony limeade or limony lemonade. And then throw in some bruised mint leaves. Take 3 or 4, 5 or 6, whatever, decent sized mint leaves. Muddle them, meaning bruise them, beat them up a little bit. Crush them up, get those minty oils flowing. Throw those in there. So delicious. Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to take some of that spearmint with me when I leave too. I don't know if my mints are up in my house. A guy came to clean up my yard because, you know, I've got all these stupid mulberry trees and stuff growing, and he came and took out all the trees and all the weeds and a lot of other stuff, including all of my mint and catnip. But I'm pretty sure it'll come back. It's just, you know, it's going to take a while for it to come back. So I'm going to have to procure my mints from other places. I'm slowly looking around. Oh, here's a cardinal in this little bush, 1.5 meters away. Oh, there he moved. He took off. That was cool. Too bad I couldn't get my camera up fast enough. Oh, I'm a little bit sore today, but walking it off. Having a good time looking for dudes here at OPPD. And I'm just not seeing any. Where the hell's all the dudes? Oh, that false snowbank morel is still under that bush. Jeez, those mushrooms last longer than I thought they did. Crossing over another footbridge here. Looking down into the creek. Oh, it's so nice and watery. And now I'm walking into the little amphitheater. Let's go over here and see what's going on. See if we can see any motts back in there. There's a known motte area right back in there. There's a couple of dens back there. And we have seen motts back there earlier this spring. Not seeing much of anything now. But that's okay. Oh, that's okay. So I'm turning around. Gonna walk up the path. And go up to this other known marmot den. That I suspect is going to be a birthing den this year. As long as that marmot didn't move. Saw a marmot in there early. And haven't seen anything since. Hey, what is that noise? What is going on over here? Who's making this noise? This funny, weird noise. I can see leaves and stuff moving, and I can hear a noise. Oh, there is a... Oh, it's a bun! Hi, Mr. Bun. I see you. Is it a bun? Or is it a squirrel? I can see eyes... It's a bun. Hi, Mr. Bun. So nice. So there's a bun in that bush. Eating something. Nom, nom, nom. Oh. And there are squirrels on the trees freaking out and doing stuff. All right. Here's our best vantage point to see over to that marmot den. I don't see any motts hanging around. It's a sunny day, a mostly sunny day. I do see some coprinus mushrooms. Should we grab them to make ink? No, I don't think I want to do that today. I've got some other stuff I got to do. Got to go to my dad's house again today and paint garage doors and do garage door things. And besides, my ink making equipment isn't prepared. That's what I should do tonight. Late tonight, before I go to bed, I should set up some stuff so I can do mushroom experiments. And then tomorrow I can come out and find some mushrooms and then take them home. And then I can write you all letters with my mushroom ink. It's an idea. And it's a good idea at that. Now, here's something weird going down. I'm walking up to the little secret area that leads to my secret mushroom ground. And there's some just mushrooms growing up out of the path here. Weird ones. And this is old mycelium, not new. Because no bark has been replaced here. They're just grown out of the dirt. They are not attractive mushrooms. They are ugly, clunking pins. Weird. What else we got going on here? Interesting, interesting. Yeah, well, we're going to stay away from that. But I am going to glance around here. There's nobody looking. Nobody can see me. There's nobody in sight. I'm going to make the secret move and go joink, zink. And now we're in the secret mushroom area. Are we out of sight yet? Not really. We kind of need to keep going a little bit further. And now nobody can see us. And now I'm pretty sure that we are past morel season. But I am just gonna stand here for a minute and give the ground a glance. Because you never know. I'm looking for morels. I'm looking for any other kind of mushroom too, for that matter. We're just out here looking for mushrooms and looking for dudes. You know, I haven't seen a marmot in a couple of days. Where are the mutties? Where was the last place we saw marmots? Oh, out at Tranquility. Well, we should probably go out there tomorrow. If we go out looking for dudes. I'm just kind of wandering up a deer path now. Looking for anything fungal growing on the ground. Not seeing much of anything. And I think rain is coming. I think it's supposed to rain either tonight or tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. So that might help bring out the fungus. So that'll be good. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm stepping over logs. Oh, that spooked me. Another bun. And that bun ran over there next to that marmot den. So I'm looking over there at a marmot den. I don't even think that one's been cleared out. So, working my way further up this deer path. And I'm trying to make sure I don't rub up against any nettles at the same time as I'm looking for mushrooms. And luckily, this is kind of nettle-free in here. This little spot. I do hate nettles. Now I'm sort of coming to the end of the deer path. Not really the end. It's just not as easily traversable for humans anymore. So instead, we're going to go sideways. Do-do-do-do. We're going to go off on this little path that I'm probably the only person who takes. It's hidden, and we're going to go through the sumac. Oh, got to bend over to get under all these tree branches. And into the sumac we go. Is this stuff doing anything? Is it still growing? Do we have sumac yet? Oh, yeah. These littler plants out here, they're starting to bud up at the top. So, yay. Sumac is growing. Woohoo! And now I just turn left. And in 15 more meters, I'll be back on the main path. Ugh. Did a bug just fly up my nose? Stupid bugs. Oh, and look here on the path. Here's some more of those clunker dunkers. Some mushrooms. This one's been kicked over. These are only a day or two old. These caps aren't even open. Now here's one that's got a cap open. These veils are all still closed. Very interesting. Are these some kind of Amanita? I don't know. There's so many mushroom genera that begin with the letter A. I can never remember all my A ones. Oh boy, here we go. Here we go, lots of mushrooms. The same kind. These ones that kind of look like hamburger buns. Although these are kind of small. Oh, here we go. Here's your basic hamburger bun sized ones down here. These are nice. These have been up for a couple days. Here's some hiding in the grass. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. There's 20 right here. Here's another five more. Wow, cool. Oh, and there's some on this side of the path, too. What are these? I wonder if I should grab a couple of these just to take them home so I can see if I can identify them. Here's a very young one poking out underneath the grass. These sticks. Still got his veil. Cap is not open yet. We could take that one, let that one spore out at home. These are a couple days old. Perfume. Oh, yes, behind me there's people coming. Yeah, you can smell them a mile away. Because of their perfume. Alright, do I want to take the main path or go back into the woods? Let's go back into the forest here. Oh, ow. Ow. My hip is doing weird stuff. Here's some more of those little mushroomy dudes. That's very nice. And as we take the path back into the forest, this brings us right back to the secret entrance to the secret mushroom area, which is marked by this tree that sometimes has witch's butter growing on it, but not today. Witch's butter being a jelly fungus. I do love the jellies. Here's a mushroom, one of those same kind, sitting here right by a big burdock plant. It reminds me, do I need burdock? Do I need some burdock root? I don't know, I'll have to check my supply at home. So, looking back at that marmot den, still not seeing any action. There's some caprinus by a big stump. Ow. Starting to cramp up a little bit here. Am I dehydrated today? Do I need to hydrate? Do I need to drink more stuff? There's a lot of people here today. There's a lot of people at OPPD. So here we are back in the amphitheater. Oh, I was going to go out that way, but no, there's another idiot with a camera. Good God. Wait. Shouldn't that kid be in school? Yes, he should. Oh no. Is this a bad photography project? Is he photographing perspective of trails? Oh God, I hope not. Oh my God. Don't even get me started on photography. Ugh. Photography. It used to be an art. Now it's just this weird academic thing. People don't know anything. Just pointing cameras and taking pictures of the dumbest crap ever. Alright, so I'm checking the little bits of forest between the path and the creek. Kind of surprised there's nothing going on back in there. Geez. That's usually a good spot to check. Nothing going on today. Oh, it's true. I could teach photography. That would be an interesting class. Because if there's one thing I hate, is, you know, you have to see kid photography, and these teachers don't teach them anything. They just teach them, okay, go out and take pictures of things that you think are artistic. And yeah, no, that doesn't work. Then you just get bad pictures. And they all do the exact same pictures. You have to teach children composition. Photographic composition is extremely simple. And whereas it's sort of difficult to describe on the radio, if you let me draw a picture, it only takes about 2 seconds. But there's this thing called the rule of thirds. Learn it. Live it. Love it. You will be a hero. And it gets more complicated than that, but not much more complicated than that. I'm heading back to my car, but first, instead of going over this bridge, we're going to walk into the little foresty bits. I want to check this area for Mati tracks, and I do not see any Mati tracks. Is there any Matis under this bridge? There's no way to know unless one comes out and says, yes, I'm under here. Sometimes, where is it? Is it over here or over there? Sometimes over here in this area somewhere, we can get some good flushes of various kinds of mushrooms. But, you know, we're not seeing anything today. Oh, and speaking of photography, this is a message to everyone in the world, whether you're listening to this or not, who has a smartphone and likes to take videos with it or pictures. Okay, first of all, do not shoot video in portrait mode, meaning your camera is a rectangle. Your phone is a rectangle. If it's up and downy, that's portrait. If it's side to sidey, that's landscape. Do not take videos in portrait mode. That is the wrong aspect ratio for video. And so when you put the video on any other screen, like a computer screen or a TV screen, then your video sucks because you're only seeing, it's not optimal size. You're an idiot. Stop holding your camera up and down to take video, you fools. If you don't know what I'm talking about, turn to the Weather Channel right now. Turn to MTV. Turn to any channel on TV that uses users or watchers submitted video, and look how stupid it looks when your video is portrait aspect ratio. Right. Don't be one of those idiots. Turn the camera sideways. It can handle it. It will show you. Turn your phone sideways. Sorry if I keep calling your phone a camera, you fool. It's the same thing. Turn it sideways so it's horizontal, so it's left and righty to take your pictures and your video. Don't be a monkey. I was going to use some stronger language. But I'm not sure you would understand it. Because, I mean, come on. If you're holding your phone like this, oh, I'm up and down, it looks great on my phone. Yeah, well, it'll look just as great if you turn your phone sideways. And the advantage to turning your phone sideways is that it'll look great everywhere else instead of looking like some stupid brain-damaged chimpanzee. I can't even be bothered to finish that sentence. I'm back at my car. I gotta go find some food and a nice cool drink, because I'm all worn out from walking around and looking for Matis, of which I saw none. But I did see some interesting mushrooms, so that's good. Ow. Now I'm getting itchy and I'm a little bit sore, so I guess I should probably take this time to say something along the lines of, you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. Maybe we'll find some marmots, maybe we'll find some mushrooms, maybe we'll find anything else, but you're going to have to find out. I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.